Good morning, my friends. I hope that the practice of deeper quieting will continue to give you a steadier place to stand as we go into this next phase of reestablishing some aspects of our community life. This time of pandemic and of social distance, we have endured pretty well for the most part, although it does tend to intensify things on the inside and between those who are living together at this time. And now, as we have more options to choose from, as society begins to open, I want to offer you a meditation on community life and on bringing what you have to others. Community, as Henry Nouwen says, is really a quality of the heart. It comes from the inside. He writes, "The word community has many connotations, some positive, some negative. Community can make us think of a safe togetherness, common goals, shared experience and joy, celebrations. It can also call forth images of exclusivity, in-group language, and self-satisfied isolation, or a romantic kind of naivete. However, community is first of all a quality of the heart. It grows from the spiritual knowledge that we are alive not for ourselves, but for one another. Community is the fruit of our capacity to make the interests of others as or more important than our own. The question is, therefore, not how can we make community, but rather how can we develop and nurture giving hearts." And he notes that these thoughts come out of Philippians 2:4. Reading this brought me to thinking about what are those qualities of heart that nurture community, and how do we develop that from the inside? It seems to me there's a kind of forgiveness that's necessary. Forgiveness of inconsideration or unawareness. Acceptance that our many needs constantly interfere with one another and with our desire to be there for someone else without conditions. And what needs to be forgiven, at the very least, is that we do not know. We are not God or any kind of all-wise being. We make mistakes and we get in each other's way. And sometimes we're wrong. And as we enter into this experimental time about re-entering our community, we could be quite wrong about some things, or we could be quite right. But with your meditative awareness growing, you can be aware, intentional, and ask yourself as you move, how can I develop and nurture my own giving heart? So let us be seated in that comfortable, steady posture. Hands supported, feet on the ground, and breathing straight up your spine, all the way up through your head, your scalp, your forehead, your lips, neck, and down through the front of your body. Letting go of any tension right out of the soles of your feet into the ground. Be aware of any place in your body that feels tense this morning. Be very aware and intentionally send your breath to that area breathing into it so that it has room to expand, and breathing out to allow the tension to release. And let's do that one more time on your own. I'd like to ask you to meditate today on the idea of developing and nurturing our own hearts so that they can give to others, and to forgive and let go of the many mistakes or moods or inconsiderations, irritations or offenses that you may have experienced as people begin this uncertain time of reconnection in certain ways and not in others. But we really don't know what we're doing. Not really. Bring to mind, if you can, an irritation that you've recently had with a stranger, with an institution, with our leadership, with yourself, or with a loved one. Bring that irritation and the image of that experience to mind. And as you breathe quietly, notice where you feel that in your body. You won't feel it right away, but if you focus your mind and keep your awareness in your body will reveal to you where you're holding the energy of that agitation. If you're not sure, make your best guess. Where is my body holding tension? As I bring to mind this memory and the feelings that came up for me at that time. When you might have been thinking, I am really offended by this person or this situation. How can they be like that? Do you have it? And from here, the way we develop our own hearts is to forgive rather than cling to that irritation or offense or an attachment to judging or changing them. We let go of defining ourselves as being offended or wounded or victimized. Even if those things felt true, those feelings can be released. And forgiveness, in that way, liberates not only the other person, but most importantly ourselves, from carrying that burden. This applies in very small ways and ways of great importance. But I'm really talking about the small ways right now. So as you go out and maybe go out into new situations that you haven't been in the past few months, or notice the conflict and strife that is going on out there, as you read the headlines, send your liberation to those people of forgiveness and loving kindness. And allow yourself to feel the liberation of your own heart as you develop and nurture it into a giving state of loving kindness. Take it with you. We need it. Namaste. Amen.